Cut Day gave the Keon Coleman file its one new fact, and it is a roster fact. Buffalo kept him on the active 53, listed among the 5 wide receivers, and named a starter, per the team's own roster release, and Ross Johnston at A to Z Sports. The team moved defensive lineman Zane Durant to injured reserve the same afternoon, per the official transactions. That door was open, and Buffalo did not walk through it with Coleman. That is where the good news stops. He has not been reported on a practice field since NFL Network's Cameron Wolf described a sprained right foot in mid-August and a walking boot went on it. No accessible report in the week places him back at work, and no coach quote advances the medical picture past head coach Joe Brady's earlier, "We'll see what the medical ends up looking like," with the honest caveat that several of the usual Buffalo outlets were unreachable this week, so the silence we can report is the silence of what was accessible. A roster spot is not clearance, and nobody in the reporting says he is trending toward the opener in Houston on September 13th. His status for it is simply unresolved. Around him, the math got starker. The room is down to 5 receivers, with Khalil Shakir also unreported at practice since an absence Brady would call only injury-related, and the depth cleared out. Trent Sherfield, Dante Pettis, Mecole Hardman, and Jamori McClinn all released, per the transactions and bills on SI's cut coverage, with Tyrell Shavers to the reserve, physically unable to perform list. The one healthy riser is behind him. Rookie Skylar Bell, back at practice a week ago after a groin injury, led the Bills in the finale with 7 catches for 49 yards and a 28-yard jet sweep touchdown, per Alec White on the team site. For anyone meeting this fresh, the June preview framed Coleman's season as a fork built on one question, how much of a role DJ Moore's arrival leaves him, and said August's pecking order was where it gets decided. Then, a sprained foot and a walking boot took the second half of his camp, and last week's episode said you cannot contest a pecking order from a boot. Cut Day changed none of that. It just confirmed Buffalo is carrying the question onto the 53 rather than parking it on a list. The foot remains the whole watch, and we'll report what it says as the opener draws near. Data via NFL Verse.